from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show. Longtime friend of the show, Matt Eisenman. Let's get him in here. Oh, yeah.
Dr. Eisenman.
Good to see you, Matt. What's up, gang? You can't see it. I'm wearing my Broncos gear here, though, shine on one member of your crew.
That's right.
Yeah, hell yeah, Broncos.
I'm having trouble getting
We just beat the Patriots.
Which I didn't think we would say in any time.
I know.
Recent.
Six field goals, but we'll take
it. Not one touchdown.
It was ugly. That really was like your mom saying, eat your vegetables. Just getting field goal after field goal, but we won.
We won. Yeah, I got a bet with Sammy saying that the Broncos will have more victories this season than the Patriots. And right now they're both 2-3.
I forget. Wait, what did you bet, though? What did
Oral.
Oh,
no, I don't know.
One of you.
A toothbrush. Yeah,
an Oral-B.
I'll say, I love the Broncos. That is a bold bet. Honestly, I thought we were in the Trevor Lawrence campaign. Like, just tank the season.
Oh, right.
What are we going to do? We're not going to do anything. Mahomes is in there.
Oh,
That guy is the chosen one. And he's Neo.
Especially in our division. I mean, the Raiders even look good.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
We're going to be
The way, I'd be angry, except they're in Vegas, and I cannot wait to go to a game there when this lightens up.
Oh, I know.
Every time the Broncos play, I will go to Vegas, I will lose a ton of money and destroy my body and do it happily. I'll do it happily. I don't even care what happens in the game.
Did you go to any Bronco games when they came out to play the Chargers when they're at that soccer field?
You mean when the quarterback would look up and be like, shh, I can hear you, Matt. Like, oh, sorry. I'm really sorry. I always felt bad, though,
for the Chargers, because whoever came to town, it was a sea of the other team's colors.
You are the JV team in this town. Like, USC is playing in this grand old dump, but at least it's costing 100K. And in here, you're like, well, we could probably get That felt like somebody just throwing out an invite on Twitter to somebody, like, hey, come to my house party. It was sad. I feel bad for the Chargers because I think they should have stayed in San Diego. The LA Chargers doesn't roll off the tongue.
I know.
They're like the fourth best, most popular football team in this town.
Matt, good to see you again. Long time friend of the show. Thank you for the shout out on my 50th birthday.
Yeah, man. Mine is coming in January, so.
I'm older than you? God damn. I'm sure you're older.
Can you see his pince-nez glasses on the tip of his nose?
I know, this age.
You look
me.
Like Professor Plum over here. Watch out if he gets a candlestick.
My favorite is sometimes when he laughs really hard, his nose flares
and pop off.
And they pop off.
Before I laugh too hard, here are my glasses that I just rolled over. Chubby body rolled over and broke the arm, so I had to wedge them in there. This is me now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Those bifocals?
No. They're bent. They're just for going blind because I'm old. My eye doctor was like, oh, yeah, yeah, just...
Wait, when did you have them? Were you, when you weren't like a
40.
Kid that had glasses?
No. When I was 39, I'm like, my eyes are perfect. He just put his hand on my shoulder. He goes, come back in 6 months. I'm like, never. 6 months later, I was Mr. Magoo. Where is he located? Couldn't see a goddamn thing. It is. That's when your body's just falling apart. Your body's like, this is it. This is all we were meant to do.
Yeah.
This is beyond nature. At this point, shut it down, Matt. Give up.
When you don't have your glasses, can you even see the obstacle course? It's like, I think he's on the rope.
It's just Morse code. And the worst, it really is embarrassing for my job because often I will have to put glasses on, and Akbar, of course, laughs at me because he is a genetically perfect human being.
Yes, he is.
And it's just awful. And then, when I go down the stairs and you see people putting up their hands like, oh, are you okay, sir? Like, what is this? I'm just like George Burns now walking.
I saw you post a picture from the first season of American Ninja
Warrior. Oh, my God.
And you're like, up there.
12 years old.
And the worst part was everyone goes, oh, my God, you look so young. Like, well, what does that say about now?
I know.
I did. Yeah, it was 10 years ago in Tokyo. And even I was skinny.
Yeah, skinny.
I was optimistic.
Looking good.
Now I'm just an old, bitter old man sitting at home going, why on the TV, talk to me.
Well, at least you're staying busy. I mean, my God, dude, you're doing everything. You got, you're still with American Ninja Warrior.
Yes.
You got the current season and season 12. I mean, congratulations on that.
People love this show. I mean,
it's getting bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And you had the semifinals air last night, and the finals begin next Wednesday.
That's it. Yeah, it's and you know, it was amazing that we even got to do it, because like so many, you know, we were supposed to start in March. I think it was March 12th, and you remember March 11th was the day the dominoes started to fall. That was when NBA postponed a game. March Madness was postponed, and we went from that morning like all systems are go. We're doing this. Like an hour later, they're like, okay, maybe without an audience, too. I think we're going to hold off a day. By the end of it, they're like, it's canceled. Yeah. Fend for yourselves. We don't know what's going to happen.
So did you actually have to get ninjas to clean between people?
Like they
have to run the course with spray bottles?
They pretty much did. So normally we'll run about 100, 120 people in a night. But here we could only run 40 because in between we had any surface that was touched had to be cleaned.
Oh,
we ended up shooting in a dome in St. Louis. 80,000 seats, not a person in the stands. We could only have three ninjas in the building at once. You're like, hello.
Wow.
They could hear us. Normally,
then
they
the water trap was actually Clorox now. They
yeah,
drop
I was
going to
say, there's definitely an extra chlorine tablet.
You come out a little lighter than you were.
They could hear you normally.
They could hear us. Normally, they can only hear us if we're yelling at them atop the warped wall. But here on the third obstacle, we were talking about Jamie Ron injured his thumb. We'll see if it impacts his grip. He looks up. I can hear you.
Oh, my God.
I'm aware of my thumb ailment. Sorry. Good luck. Yeah, but it was amazing that we got to do it because, we moved heaven and earth and we created a bubble out there. And
how many COVID tests have you had, Matt?
I have had my nose probed more than E.T., that little funny thing. And it's just, you do it. You do it because you're elated that you get to work. And that was that everyone was so happy to get out of the house, to have a chance to compete, and to be doing something where you felt like it's normal, even though you're all walking around in the respirators. It was just amazing that we got to do it. And it was so great. And the season's been amazing. The performances were amazing. These people were working out. During this, I was like, gyms are closed. Good.
Yeah. Right. See, I had the opposite too. I'm like,
Grubhub is open.
Yeah, Postmates.
I can eat barbecue in bed playing video games.
I know. Yes. Instacart. I haven't even gone to the grocery.
American Ninja Fat Ass. This is serious. Sit around.
It's a new series.
Yeah.
It's a new series hosted by Matt Eisman.
That is.
Yeah.
That is.
You got to jump on the coffee table to get to the refrigerator.
They pinch that area under your chin. You know the network execs are sending a message.
Oh, it looks like she's going. Yep, she's going for another bag of Doritos. Can't she finish this one? She is halfway through.
That orange powder building up on her thumbs.
I can hear
you. Yeah, she's injured her thumb. Can she open the bag? No, she's using her teeth. She's using her teeth, Matt.
I will say, so when the quarantine happened, so it locked down on March, and they're like, hey, you're not going to work for a while. And then everyone's like, don't go out of your house. So I said, okay, I won't go out of my house. I sat in my bed. I pulled out my PS4. I started playing Assassin's Creed.
I'm so happy you said
Creed.
PS4.
I pulled out
my PS4. Matt, Tubin.
This is a
Oh, these political discussions get me worked up. I spent about 10 days playing 14 hours of video games a day. And then when I felt like, I think my arteries starting to harden, just going, you got to unplug this PS4 and get
go
back
for a walk
life,
around
man.
The neighborhood or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it's been bananas. And it was really cool getting to do Ninja and just see how these athletes stayed busy. And to share, the stories of these athletes, it just makes you say, what are you doing with your life when you see what they overcome? And a lot of them are frontline workers. We had ICU nurses who just a few days before were in there watching people take their last breath. But now they're out here getting to do something where it's just like, hey, forget what's happening. This is a reminder of what it used to be
normal.
And what it will be again.
And speaking of first responders, you also host Live Rescue, a show that follows EMTs and fire departments from across the country as they put out fires and save lives.
A&E, right?
In its third season now. What have you learned from hosting that show?
Oh, God, it is. That's another thing where...
Well, you used to be a doctor, right?
I used to be a doctor, and I left for a reason. Because it is particularly now during this pandemic when you realize, like I said, we didn't work. I don't know, you guys, I think you're essential. So you guys get to work, right?
Yeah,
we're here.
But so many people were at home. These first responders never took a day off, and they're going out there not knowing what the pandemic was, what they were dealing with, what the extent of it was. But it's just, it's amazing seeing how these are people who choose to go into some of the most challenging situations. Just last weekend we had a woman who was shot in Patterson. She was just walking down the street. There was a gunfight going on, so somebody grabbed her as a human shield, and she got shot.
Jesus.
And the guy got shot too. Thank God, because what an a jerk.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're just like, you know, these first responders are dealing with it like this, and this is where they live. This is their town, and so it's, you know, seeing what they go through. It's amazing. Again, it's one of those things where it's awesome to see these incredible stories of people doing it. But just as a way, next week is. Next Wednesday's National First Responders Day. And, you know, I think 9/11, we all kind of really got an appreciation for what these heroes are. But this show, it's just, you watch these stories unfolding live in front of your eyes. You never know what you're going to see. And it is.
Is there a story bananas. In the past three seasons that you as the host, you know, saving something or responding to something that you couldn't hold back? Like emotions, where
baby
getting carried out or thrown out of a window and you caught it.
Anytime there's firefighters pulling, it is bananas because you will watch a human being saved and you'll see somebody online go nice. But if you see a kitten pulled out of a tree,
the
internet explodes. Oh. Like, where's the cat? Oh, I will drive cross country to cuddle that cat.
Oh, adopt it today.
I want the cat. I want to marry the firefighter. No. Whatever. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, there's a lot of requesting to see firefighters' hoses, if you know what I mean.
Matt Eisman.
Firefighters, those guys, they must be sliding down the pole, so to speak.
Oh, my God.
Every time a woman.
Everybody loves them.
The cat in the tree. The cat in the tree. Saving cats.
That sounded like a Guns N' Roses album. I love the power ballad off of that one.
Now, what
tickle my whiskers?
Is there a particular first responding call that you went on or that you witnessed that was ridiculous? Like they showed up and it was something silly. Somebody called them
very out? Often. Okay. You know, we've had people who thought they were having a heart attack. And, you know, they're in there, they're putting like the EKG on them. They're trying to get them oxygen. And then all of a sudden they go, hold on. Yep.
No.
And I go, I'm good. And you're like, wow.
Well, I feel better.
Wow. And I was like, I can relate to that. Yeah, but, you know, and it's one of those things where you're like, okay, that's a great outcome other than those firefighters really needed their respirators on right there.
Oh, my God.
That guy was not playing. That thing had been building up for years. Like you opened up the tomb of the Ark of the Covenant.
Do not go in there.
Faces are melting. But it's, you know, what the coolest thing is we get to ride with the same first responders. So you get to see these people. We become friends with them. Right. And you build up these relationships, and you just it really is. You just see there are certain people who are good in this world, and it's awesome when you get to see them at work and see their patience and just see how they are dedicated to helping others. While I am just saying, where's the spotlight? Okay, I need some attention here because I used to do this, and I said that's not for me.
Yeah.
Saving lives, I got to make it more about me.
Well, you are. The hardest working man in show business, because not only do you, you know, host American Ninja Warrior, you're also the host of Live Rescue, but you're also the host of a trivia game show podcast called Factorious.
Yes.
All right, Frank and I against each other. What do you got? Let's
okay.
go. Let's go.
Factorious.
Let's go. I want to know.
So this is how the game works. Factorious, the way it works is I give you a clue, and that clue is the initial or initials of the answer. So first letter if it's one word, first letter of each word if it's two words. That's your clue.
Okay.
I will then give you the facts. When you think you know the answer, buzz in by saying your name.
Got it.
If you get it right, you get the points. If you get it wrong, though, the penalty is you're out. Your opponent gets the rest of the facts, and they As the clue goes deeper, the facts get more obvious. So, guess early, but guess right. Otherwise, your opponent is almost guaranteed to get the point.
Factorious.
All right,
with
so
Matt
here we
Eisman.
Go.
Okay.
So, once again, you buzz in by saying your name.
Okay.
Okay.
I got you.
I'm looking at Heidi here, because I know she gets excitable here. She's going to scream out.
She's on the game show circuit now.
So, here is your clue. Your clue is HS. So, it's a two-word answer. First word starts with H, second
and
word starts
if you guess and guess wrong, you're out.
That's it.
Okay.
So buzz in when you know the answer.
Okay.
Here are your facts. HS was originally supposed to be a large green fish monster. HS is partially based on Francis Ford Coppola. The Godfather director was a model for swagger, charisma, sarcasm, and smooth wit. Although that could have been me. You weren't supposed to laugh at that.
Oh, sorry.
HS is a fictional character who is a pilot from the planet Corellia. And who's
Han Solo. Frank.
Well, you did it the wrong answer, but never tell him the odds. Frank is right. It's
Han Solo.
50 points to him.
50 points to me.
That's right. Han Solo, something Jeffrey Toobin was apparently doing. Right. Keep coming back to that well. All right. You see how the game is played?
All right.
Here is your next clue. P.M. The first PM came out in 1974. The late actress Mia Farrow had a starring role in this PM. Unlike some of its competitors, PM claims to give notable individuals a fair shake, focusing on personality and not unsubstantiated rumors. Princess Diana, who tragically died in an automobile accident in 1997, holds the record for most PM covers with 85.
Heidi.
I got it.
Okay. I heard Heidi. I saw a hand raise.
I know. I said it's my name.
But Heidi said it first. Your guess. Not looking certain.
Paparazzi Magazine?
No, I got
the ever-famous Paparazzi Magazine.
I'll steal for it with People Magazine.
Still doesn't even need the other facts. Interesting, fascinating.
People Magazine.
People. Yes, People Magazine.
Yes. Do you have a subscription to Paparazzi Magazine?
No, I don't, Matt Eisman.
You should start that because it doesn't exist.
I panicked. It's called panic. It's called flop.
You're on the game show circuit. You can't panic.
All right, go.
All right, he is up 100 to nothing.
Yeah, blah, blah.
Here is your next clue.
Okay.
Your clue is D. D. English musician Ed Sheeran supposedly wanted to do a version of D, but Justin Bieber beat him to it. The D effect has been described as the worldwide increase of Latin pop music's popularity throughout 2017 and 2018. I say my D effect is a little something different. But D is a song by Puerto Rican singer...
God, I know this.
Luis Fonsi, featuring Puerto Rican rapper Daddy Yankee, found on Fonsi's 2019 studio album, Vida. Don't take it slowly. That is your final clue.
Oh my God, it's a final clue.
Hang on. I know this.
Don't take it slowly.
I know the song.
Apparently you don't speak Spanish.
I don't.
No answer.
No answer.
I saw somebody trying to give some clues.
Johnny, what is it? Do you know it?
Is it Despacito?
Despacito. No points for either of you. Whoa.
Damn it.
Big zero for that round.
Your Latin listeners are disappointed.
I know.
All right. We move on. Okay, Frank's still up 100. Heidi, you're bringing up the rear.
I know. Well, hey.
With 0 points.
Okay.
But here's your next clue.
Okay.
M. In Elizabethan Britain... Fried M was given to children as a folk remedy to stop bedwetting. Personally, I think eating an M would make me wet the bed. Michael J. Fox played a popular M in a 1999 film. And interestingly enough, foxes, but probably not Michael J. Fox, have been known to predate on M's. You likely use a different type of M often. In fact, right now, I can see at least 3 M's. The M got its name because the cord, back before they were wireless, looked rather like a tail. One of the most famous M's starred in the 1928 short film Steamboat Willie.
Heidi, Mouse.
That is right!
Oh, you're on the board.
Little board gets the mouse. Tickle, tickle, 100 to 50.
Okay.
Oh, it's starting to be a game here.
Yeah, it's getting close.
We're getting into the pressure situation. Okay. Only one can win and move on to our bonus round. Here we go. Your next clue, K-R. K-R. When K-R first came to Hollywood, he almost named himself Chuck Spadina. His agent didn't like it, so KR tried again, this time suggesting Templeton Page Taylor. KR is thought of as one of the nicer actors in the industry. In fact, he once deferred his salary to ensure that other actors were paid appropriately. I actually met KR in 1999 at the Seventh Fail. He joked people were selling his used cigarettes to fans of The Matrix.
Heidi, Keanu Reeves.
Damn it. Oh, it's tall.
You're the one, and it's a tie game. one final question to determine our champion. What a comeback by Heidi. Frank's so proud, but now like Han Solo, frozen in carbonite. Let's see. Let's see what happens with this final clue. Here it is. For all the marbles to be crowned the champion. Your clue, D-D. D-D. D-D, born in 1965, had a very musical family. His father and mother were both professional singers in bands. D-D's name was inspired by basketball Hall of Fame legend, Julius Erving.
Frank.
Frank taking a wild flyer here. He's got to know who Julius Erving is, what his nickname is. But will that lead him to the answer?
Dr. Dre.
Is it Dr. Dre? As Cube once said, it was a good day.
Yes, it was. Matt, you are the best. Seriously.
So it's a fun game. Every Tuesday, get it wherever you get your podcast. You can subscribe. There's a whole bunch of episodes out. I love coming to you guys.
And then next Wednesday, you got the finals on NBC.
Finals at Ninja Warrior. Fridays, you can catch us live rescue on A&E. We are live. We're going to be doing 3 hours now. So the best part is I do it. I built the studio. I have a little garage. I built a studio there. I used to fly to New York. I go to my backyard. I do it there. So,
and you never know.
But the first responders are everywhere, and I'm like, I'm just going to go take a nap in my own bed.
That's fantastic.
But it's great. Love you guys.
Follow him on social media at Matt Eisenman. Thank you so much for coming in. Anytime, buddy.
Always, Frank. Happy
what
birthday.
A blast.
Heidi, great to you.
Yeah.
What's that say, Eric?
What's that say?
We're going to take a quick break. Come right back. We're Heidi and Frank.